Congressman Robert Wexler, who is my congressman, who I didn't even have to vote for today because, see, that's what's so telling about Palm Beach, how it was contested last time and what you should be looking for this time, because we're using black box voting with no paper trail. This is a Democratic county. Robert Wexler is my personal congressman, And, he was unopposed. That's how Democratic this place is. So that should tell you something about how ridiculous Palm Beach County being contested was last time. We weren't stupid. They didn't count our votes. And this time we're voting into black boxes, which is really kind of creepy. But anyway, let's bring on somebody that makes us feel good and hopeful and gets angry at the appropriate times and jubilant at the appropriate times, Dr. Howard Dean. Governor
Hey, thank
Dean?
Thank you.
Hi.
How are you?
You know Robert Wexler. I think you've been on.
I certainly do. Congressman and I did a little work for a fellow by the name of Arthur Anderson, who is
we were just talking about
after January 3rd, thanks to Bob Wexler and others.
I know. That was so nice of you to come down here. What a nice thing
to do. I'm delighted to come down. Believe me, I've talked about it all over the country and hopefully other people. Now, we got a great guy in Tampa running, Rob McKenna, and if he wins, that's just another one that we're going to have an honest person to count the votes from now on.
Well, people should know that Howard Dean was the first person nationally to take up the cause of a paper trail and voting reform, and the whole country really owes him a debt of gratitude.
Well, we do, and we want. I personally would love to thank you, except that I didn't get a paper, you know, when I voted today into the abyss. But I know it's not for lack of trying. I mean,
you know, that is scary, though, voting in the black boxes. There's no way you can recount the votes.
Governor, I took my 18-year-old kid for the first time she voted. She was so excited to do it. She was wearing a T-shirt that said, it was like a Florida license plate.
Yeah.
And it said, you know, TYM to vote, you know, nonpartisan, but just, you know, trying to get, and she brought her friends with her, and they voted for the first time.
Oh,
one of the
great
kids is a kid named Scott. Hi, Scott, who had already been to Iraq and came back already.
Wow.
And, yeah, he couldn't wait to vote. And and then they were voting in these black boxes, and they were like, dude, like I go to McDonald's and I get a receipt. What's
now,
up with
you,
this?
If you vote, if you voted absentee in Florida, does that mean you could get a paper ballot?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, yes.
30% of the people who got paper ballots.
Well, except for the ones that didn't get their paper ballot
that was supposed
to.
Florida is a big problem in terms of you guys need some major electoral reform. And after George Bush goes back to Texas, maybe his brother would like to join him so we can actually count the votes in Florida one of these
days. But you know what's fascinating to me, Governor? You got, you know, all of you real bright people who serve, you know, people for, you know, just the thrill of being a public servant, because I can't imagine it pays all that much to be governor of Vermont. But all the people that do that, they you know, you guys know the state statute here requires that you have the ability to do a recount. So we don't really need election.
A manual recount.
Wow.
That's right. That's,
so they're breaking the law.
Of course they're breaking the law. Going into the election, the law had been broken.
Well, we just want everybody to go out and vote because voting.
I do. They're voting. Let me tell you something.
We got it. There are big long lines out there.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Great.
Well, it's not too bad, though, today now. And I think
because there's more polling places open.
Right.
But there's a lot of shenanigans going on in the black neighborhoods. It's a black farming community, old community here called Belglade.
Yeah, I lived in Belglade one summer. I was working on a ranch called the Big B Ranch.
Right, it's all farming and it's real, you know, real down to earth people. And they're being shuttled around from place to place to place to place to place. And one guy was challenged as far as he lived there for 50 years. They challenged his address. So, you know, isn't it interesting though that you have
to vote anyway?
No, he finally quit. Most people didn't quit. Just one guy that I could find actually said, I have everything I need to vote. I have an ID. I've got a driver's license. I've got something that shows I live at this address. And I've got my registration card. The only thing I don't have is my right to vote. And after 4 hours of trying, he finally left.
And we didn't have any vote protectors out there helping him?
We did. And they were taking them from they actually went to a church. And the church was closed because of hurricane damage.
Uh-huh.
So they went to another place, and that place was the wrong place. They went to four places in total. And the Democrats were driving them around to try and figure out. The supervisor of elections here, who you well know is Teresa Lepore, didn't think it was important enough to tell them that their polling place had moved. So they kept on sending them to erroneous places, and they would wait in line for an hour. Finally, this one guy was challenged at the end of 4 hours. And he didn't want help. He just left. Now, I don't know if he was offered a provisional ballot or what, but we lost one guy. But you know what? Nobody else is quitting on us. That's the thing. I mean, people yesterday, when we only had little satellite offices open for early voting, The line yesterday was the longest line to vote I'd ever heard of in my life. It was 6 hours.
Wow. Do you have a lot of young people out there?
Yeah. And they stayed. They stayed. Nobody quit.
That's great.
Now, so, Governor, what does it tell you? When Democrats vote, Democrats win. When we turn out in high number, because there's more of us, so isn't it interesting that the Bush campaign's tack was move the polling place, challenge the voters.
Well, that's what they did in 2000 when they stole the votes of Florida.
And
We're not going to have that anymore.
And the Democrats' position was, let's put civil rights attorneys or attorneys who've been trained in voting rules and regulations, you know, out and about so that people who have problems can get the right advice.
Yep.
Now, what does that say about the parties?
Well, I agree. I mean, I think the Democrats, the Republicans don't respect democracy.
I really believe that they think that, you know, freedom's on the march.
Right.
But not here. And that voting is too important to leave to people. You know, I just get that feeling. You know, he talks a good game about trusting the American people. He doesn't trust us.
Nope.
He knows we're done with them.
We are.
Governor, if I could ask you, have you been in the Midwest lately? What do you think our chances are there?
I think they're good. I think we're doing well in Ohio. I have not heard any numbers from Pennsylvania, but I think it's very close. I think we're doing very well in Wisconsin. But I just don't, you know, this is early on.
Oh, it's real early. It's, well, it's getting a little later. It's like, you know, 3:45 now.
Yeah.
But we're going to win Florida. Remember when Joe Namath...
Oh, so optimistic.
Yeah, remember when Joe Namath guaranteed the 1969 Super Bowl?
Yep.
Well, we can do that in Florida this time.
Congressman Namath.
Florida.
You have to do a name change. All I could tell you is...
I don't know if Betty Katz is going to win, because she sure is a great candidate.
Yes.
Oh, I love Betty Katz. Oh, Governor, when you were in Florida, did you get a chance to see some of the commercials that were running down here?
Oh, I didn't see any of those, but I campaigned for Betty.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was the first person to endorse Betty. I went to a Young Democrats meeting when the kids started to bug me about they really, really wanted to learn how to get involved. And they were calling my show like crazy, and they put up all these groups called Young Democrats, and they were everywhere. And we did a big dinner, and Betty Castor was good enough to come. And Bob Graham had just announced that he wasn't going to run again. And I was really, really upset about that because I love Bob.
Yeah.
And so Betty came, and I remembered Betty when she was our education commissioner. So I saw her there, and I'm like one of these weird people that watches C-SPAN, you know, and I recognize, like, everybody. And I watch the county commission meetings. It's, like, creepy. I have no life. But I'm cute. I am cute, right, Robert?
You should see her now, Alan. She's got her hair all dilly-dallied up. She looks like a Supreme Court judge. And what I'm thinking, Governor Dean, if you wouldn't mind joining me when President Kerry takes office, I think it should be Randy Rhodes for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but neither one of you are in the Senate, so that doesn't do me any good. But whatever. So I met Betty. I saw Betty. I said, weren't you our education committee? Weren't you the president of, you know, she said, of the university? Yeah, yeah. Now they're running commercials. The president of what university? Florida.
South Florida.
South Florida University. And the education commissioner of Florida. This is the ad they run against her. Betty Castor is for partial birth abortion in Walmarts. You know, she wants to make them available to everybody.
God.
I'm like, oh, we're going to start, you know, the Hess station now. You fill up and you get a partial birth abortion. These were the most, and I've been in New York, you know, working on Air America all these months. So I hadn't seen, because New York is a blue state.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty ugly ad.
Oh, my God.
Pretty ugly ad.
Yeah,
well,
bad.
Okay, we want everybody out there to go vote.
They are voting.
They better vote.
They're voting, and thank you for coming by today. Well, I know you got to go.
I appreciate it very much.
Well, I hope we talk afterwards, and I hope this is settled tonight, and I hope it looks good, though, from where I'm sitting. I got to tell you, some of the things I'm looking
at
are good.
That's a big step in the right direction.
Well, if Florida gets counted correctly, we win Florida.
Right.
There's no question. You got to see what's going on here. There's no question.
All
if
right.
they count the votes, we win.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for everything you did. You energized a new bunch of voters, young people. They were so passionate about your candidacy. They showed up, and you wouldn't let them quit. And I tell you, they're going to be the wild card here. They're the ones that are going to bring it home.
Governor Dean has been an incredibly loyal Democrat.
Yep,
he has stuck it through with the party, and when we win, it will be because of his loyalty.
Well, I agree.
We've got to make sure we win first, then we can worry about who gets the credit afterwards. But
what job do you want?
Bob, I thank you for all the help that you've been offering.
Thank you.
It's going to be good to have votes counted properly again.
So what do you want to be, attorney general? Surgeon General? I'll put you in a uniform.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's the one thing I haven't seen you in. You know, doctor, governor. Let's make him Surgeon General.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, Governor Dean.
All right.
Bye. Good guy.
I think he ought to be in charge of our health care in this country.
Something.
Governor Dean's got an enormous amount of information and passion. he'll bring prescription drugs to seniors.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, his wife, remember his wife, she didn't even want to go on the campaign trail because she had patients to see. That's what you want. All right, 44 after, we'll be back with Congressman Robert Wexler.
Live
in West Palm Beach, Florida.
This is the Randy Rhoads Show.